Willow bench. Looks back at Coach Brakebill. He'll dribble it to the right side. Hand it off to Foster at the free throw line. Backs it off to Jones. Open three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound Lee. Hands it to Colby. Willow back the other way, looking to regain the lead with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Colby to Lee on the left wing. Lee dribbles in. Off-balance shot. Count it and one. And Caden Lee with a chance for a three-point play. And already in this game, we've seen Lee be more aggressive shooting the ball, trying to provide a little offensive help to the Bears. We've also seen a more active bench from Willow. As Kariga comes out, James Dean comes in. So Coach Forrest utilizing his bench a little bit more and seeing some more aggressive offense from somebody other than Colby James. Brady James had a big game yesterday as well. 11-8, Willow on top with the made free throw. As John Bailey dribbles it at the logo for Galena. Jones up top, checks inside. Bailey on the right side, wearing one orange, one green shoe. Looks in, dribbles up top of the key, and resets for Galena. Foster throws it inside to Stevens. It's tipped away by Dean, and Willow with another turnover. Colby across midcourt. Willow leading by three, looking for more. Clear it out to Lee. Lee dribbles in the paint, tips it back to Brady James. Brady, big jump stop. Hanger, got it. BJ with the bucket. Willow with their biggest lead of the afternoon at five with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bailey at the logo. Dribbles to the right side. This Galena team had a 22-point lead over Gainesville late in the third quarter. Here comes Foster for three. It's short. Rebound is tipped and saved by the Bears on the baseline. Ended up losing that in a heartbreaker. Bears lost a heartbreaker as well. Colby free throw line jumper good. Willow by seven. And the shots are falling here in the first quarter. Bailey across the logo. The 120 to go in the first. Bailey to the block. Hands it to Stevens on the baseline, and he's going to be fouled. McGinnis will be whistled for the foul. Third team foul on Willow, but not a bad foul as Stevens had good position on the block. McGinnis came in to try to tie it up. Whistled for the foul, but now Galena will inbound on the baseline. Hand it to Bailey. Willow defense has been good here in the first quarter, and a timeout by Galena. Willow bench is up. They're excited as the Maroon Bears have a 7-point lead with 1 minute left to go in the first quarter. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Sparta, the 7th place game between the Willow Bears and the Galena Bears, and the Howe County Bears lead by 7 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Coach Brakebill calling the timeout to reset his team a little bit. And John Bailey, point guard for the Blue Bears, will swing it over to the left side. Now they go up top. Foster for three. Got it off a great bounce. It hit high off the back of the rim and pulled through. He'll take it, and it's a 4-point game. 15-11 Willow. Colby to Caden Lee. Hands it off to McGinnis. Holds back to Brady James. Brady backpedals towards the logo, gives it to Colby with 32, and Coach Forrest may be playing for the last shot here. Colby at the sideline. Try to get an update on the Willow girls as we go along. The Lady Bears playing for a championship today in Seymour against a very good Chadwick team. Lee at the logo with 12 seconds. Needs some help. Gives it to Brady with 10. Now the Bears will go to work. Hand it to Colby with 7. Colby with 5. Gets loose. Pull-up jumper. In and out. But the follow by Dean rims out at the end of the first quarter with Willow leading Galena 15-11 at the break. We'll be back for the second quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Sparta, one quarter in the books, and Willow with a 15-11 lead over Galena. Like we mentioned before the game, both teams on a four-game losing streak, and somebody will escape here breaking the streak and getting a win in this tournament, and who wants it more? So far, Willow with a four-point lead. Here's Colby with a backdoor cut. Reverse layup is good. Nice pass from Thompson. Colby with the finish. Bears back in front by six. Colby's got 10 to start the game. Stevens holds it at the free throw line, goes to work, dishes out. Foster for three, missed it. Rebound on the backside by Caden Lee. Lee lobs it ahead. Brady James spots for three. That one's short. Rebound, Galena. John Bailey across midcourt. Jones, big jump stop, has it tipped away. Stevens picks it up in the paint, puts it up and in. Stevens is the big post player, and he got the benefit of being in the right place at the right time on that one. Back to a four-point game. Brody Thompson up top. Brady James gets the defense to bite, tips it back out to Thompson. Right side, Colby on the sideline. Thompson at the logo. Gives it back to Colby. 6:50 to go in the first half. Willow by four. Colby takes off. Left block. Hanger won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Willow. It'll go to Galena. Stevens will walk it down the floor for the Galena Bears, trailing by four with 6.5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Lob it to Stevens, and they're going to get Grady Frigga for a push in the back. That'll be the first team foul on Willow this quarter. Frigga's first. Grady got the start this afternoon for the first time for the Bears. Stevens takes the lob pass at the free throw line, spins in the paint, puts it over Frigga, but it rims out. Rebound Lee. Ahead to James. Colby to the right side. Now he'll backpedal towards the Galena bench. Colby spins it to Lee, wide open, three, buries it. Man, if Caden is open, doesn't miss the three very often. That's a big one, puts Willow up by seven with 6 minutes to go in the half. Bailey to Jones, gets it to Stevens on the block. Stevens' shot puts it up and in. That's what Galena would like to get going. They saw the success that Ava had against Willow, getting to the baseline and the block last night, and they've got a big body in Stevens who can do that. Colby, pull-up jumper is short. Rebound, Frigga at the free-throw line. Backs it out to Brady, and the Bears will reset with 5:40 to go in the half. Colby at the free-throw line. Dishes to Thompson. Thompson in the paint. Gets fouled on the floor going to the basket, and Willow will take it out on the baseline.
That was number 23, Bobby Harris.
That, I believe, is the first foul on Galena. Comes against Harris. Bears inbound. Get it to Colby for a quick three. Got it. Off balance three by Colby James. And the Bears have an eight-point lead. Galena back on the other end. Jones dishes back to Bailey. Gets it on the right side. Jones spins. Free throw line jumper. Good. That looked like Colby James, and you can definitely see the similarity. Brady James on the other end lost the handle on it on the baseline, but it's tipped out of bounds off Galena. And Willow will inbound on the baseline with 5 minutes to go in the half, leading by six, 23-17. James Zien back in. Grady Frigga will take a break. Lee will inbound on the baseline, bounce it to Colby. Jumper is good. Good execution on the inbound. Sprung Colby for a quick two. Willow back in front by eight. And now Brady James with the interception, but then he just stepped on the sideline out of bounds. But great effort by Brady. Galena will inbound on the sideline. Trailing by eight, Willow has done a great job on Jones, the leading scorer for the Galena Bears. Get over 2,000 points in his career, but only two so far in this one. Here's a three by Bobby Harris. Nails it from the right wing. And Galena back to within five. Nearing the halfway point of the second quarter. Colby across midcourt. Takes to the left side. He'll hand it to Brady James. Brady Back to Lee. Lee, a little head fake. Give it to Dean. Left side. Jumper good. Dean likes that jump shot. Here's Jones for Galena. Backs it off to Harris. He'll give it right back to Jones at the logo. Directs traffic. Gives it to Bailey. And now Galena will completely reset. Willow leading by 7. Under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Stevens. Or rather, Harris in the paint, spins, dishes to Stevens. Right side, jumper is off the mark. Colby is there for the rebound. Looks ahead, gives it to Lee. Lee attacks in the paint, pushes one up, looking for a foul, didn't get it. Rebound tipped. Brady James nearly comes up with it, but knocks it out of bounds on the baseline, and it will be Galena ball. Willow led 15-11 after one. They lead 27-20 here, with 3:30 to go in the second. Trying to break a 4-game losing streak. And again, we'll check in with Coach Cox and the Lady Bears coming up. Try to get you a score at halftime. They're playing in the championship in Seymour this afternoon. John Bailey, jumper no good from the free throw line. Rebound by Colby James. James, pull up jumper, good. Just inside the 3-point arc. Nothing but net. Willow by 9. Colby goes into the scorer's table trying to get a steal there. He knocks it out of bounds, but you love the effort from the senior. Never have to question Colby's effort. Thompson comes out, and McGinnis checks back in for Willow. John Bailey. So many jokes I want to make about John Bailey playing basketball for Galena, but I will refrain. Jones, pull-up jumper, right side, got it. Smooth jumper. Cody Jones, who is a clone of Colby James. Colby James on the other end. Give it to Lee, left side, 3-ball, good. Caden Lee, that's what we've been waiting for him to step up, as we've seen at times this year, and hit a couple of big threes. Here's Stevens, gets loose on the baseline, beats James Dean to the basket, and makes it an 8-point game. 32-24 is the Willow lead with 2 minutes left to go in the first half. The first of four this evening at Sparta. Brady James up top to Dean, works it right side for Lee. Lee puts it on the floor. He'll hand it to Colby at the logo. Colby one-on-one with Jones. Pull-up jumper. Floater rims out. Rebound tipped. McGinnis has it. Gets it to Dean. Left block. He gets swatted by Harris. And Bailey comes up with it. Quickly into the front court. He'll bounce it to Stevens on the baseline. One arms it out to Foster for three. Got it. And a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. Galena making a little bit of noise. They come back to a 5-point game. 32-27 is the Willow lead. 90 seconds to go in the half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Sparta, Willow with a 5-point lead. Minute 36 to go in the half. We mentioned the first of four today at Sparta. The next game, the consolation game, will be Gainesville and Ava. And that will be a father-son coaching matchup as Morris will coach Gainesville against his son Riley at Ava. So it should be a fun one coming up next. Willow still got some work to do here, leading by 5, but lots of time. Colby, pull-up jumper from the free throw line, splashes home, and Willow leads by 7. Foster on the other end, dribbles all the way to the block, rims out. Stevens with the rebound, puts it up and in. Jack Stevens cleaned up the glass, gets Galena back to within 5, under a minute to go in the half. Colby James brings it across midcourt for the Willow Bears. Colby at the logo, crosses it over, gets loose to the block, to the basket, draws the foul. I believe it'll be on Stevens. Second team foul on Galena. Out on Jones, rather. His first. And the PA announcer, like me, struggles with Colby James and Cody Jones. the two outstanding guards for these two teams. Colby makes the first free throw. James, the second is good. And Willow goes back in front by seven. Frigga back in for Dean. It'll be Frigga, McGinnis, Lee, and the James brothers. 40 seconds to go in the half. John Bailey brings it across midcourt. Bailey to the right side for Foster. Foster's had the hot hand for Galena in the first half. He's got 11. Dribbles at the logo with 23. McGinnis comes out to guard him. He's going to hand off to Bailey. And it looks like the Galena Bears would like to play for the last shot. 15 on the clock. Bailey takes off to the top of the key. Throws it to Jones. Jones lost the dribble. Colby jumps, gets the steal, gets it ahead to McGinnis with four, with three. Layup is blocked and fouled. And McGinnis will go shoot a couple of free throws with 1.9 on the clock. Good effort by Colby James to pick the pocket of Jones for at least a second time this afternoon. McGinnis' free throw is good. And he can give the Willow Bears a 9-point lead at halftime, barring a long one here from Galena. Second free throw is good. They'll have 2 seconds. Get it into Stevens. He'll fire it up from three-quarters length of the court. No good. And the Willow Bears will head to the locker room at halftime, leading Galena 38-29. We will come back with some minor stats. I'm missing my statistician. I'm missing my color person today, but I'll have just some basic stats for you coming up at halftime. We'll also try to check in with the Lady Bears and see how they're doing in the championship game at Seymour and take a look at next week's basketball action in Bear Nation. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Willow leads Galena 38-29 at the half. Back in three, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Sparta, it is halftime in the seventh-place game of the Sparta tournament. Neither team really wanted to be in this position. Neither team really expected to be in this position as the second and fourth seed. But here we are, and now it's kind of a mental toughness game. And do you want to win, and do you want to break a losing streak? Both these teams just really similar as far as records. Trending going into this game, both teams were losers of their last four, so both teams would like to break a four-game losing streak, and somebody can get a little momentum heading into next week, and right now it looks favorable, at least for the Willow Springs Bears, as they lead Galena 38-29 at halftime. It is a big week coming up next week for the Willow Bears, as they're 1-0 in SBA play, beat Houston, but you've got a couple of big, big games coming up next week. They're both at home. So just go ahead and mark out Tuesday and Friday on your calendar. Tuesday, the Bears will take on the Liberty Eagles. Friday, the Thayer Bobcats. So those two games right there will go a long way in determining whether the Bears can compete for an SCA championship this year or not. So should be a couple of good ones. And obviously, the Bears would like to have a win today and get a little momentum going into next week's critical SCA matchup. Scoring from the first half. Galena is led in scoring by Foster with 11. Stevens has 8 for the Galena Bears, and Harris with 6. And then Cody Jones, their outstanding senior guard who has over 2,000 points, just a tremendous shooter. Willow has held him to just 4 points in the first half. So they've done a nice job defensively. Just overall, they've created some offense with some good defense, but doing a nice job on Jones as well. On the other side of things, it's Colby James, and Colby is chasing down the all-time scoring record in Willow Springs basketball history, and he will likely hit that next week, and most likely it'll be Tuesday. So not only is it a big game against Liberty on Tuesday, you could see Colby break his dad's scoring record of 2,014 points. He is 6 points away from 2,000 points today. He's got 21, and he needs 27 to hit 2,000. So Colby could do that this afternoon. And I'm sure that's very, very secondary to Colby. He wants to get the win more than anything. He's got 21 points at the half. Caden Lee put a star by that. He kind of had a rough game last night, and he has come back strong today. He's hit a couple of big three-pointers, got another and one. He's got 9 points on the afternoon. Brady James with four has played some really good defense. McGinnis has a couple, and then James Dean has two for the Bears. So that's how the scoring breaks down, and I'm sure Coach Forrest doesn't really care who scores, just needs some offensive output from his team, and just needs somebody to step up and get a win here in Sparta. We've been here three times in the last 4 days and would like to come away with a victory. As we mentioned, the Lady Bears in Seymour this afternoon playing in the championship game of the Seymour tournament, and Chadwick leading the Lady Bears 27-17 at the half. That Chadwick girls team, they're on a really, really good run, and they've got another great team this year, and they lead the Lady Bears by 10 at the half, but don't count the Lady Bears out in that one. They've had to come back for wins in their first two games in the Seymour tournament, so they'll try to rally again. Down by 10 to Chadwick, 27-17 at the half. We will keep you posted if we get updates on that one from Seymour. So again, next week, Willow taking on Liberty on Tuesday. Thayer on Friday. We'll have both those games on KUKU. And don't forget, Gentleman Gyms is your sideline sponsor for Bear basketball. Anytime you need a tow, call Gentleman Gyms, 417-934-6594. Gentleman Gyms, proud to sponsor Willow Springs Bear basketball here on KUKU. We are just about ready for the second half. We'll come back in 60 seconds for the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Sparta, Willow leading the Galena Bears 38-29 at the half. The first of four games in Sparta today. This is the seventh place game with a 2 and 4 seed. Next up, the consolation game between Gainesville and Ava. You've got a father-son coaching matchup in that one. Third place game, we'll have the host school and number one seed Sparta taking on seventh seeded Blue Eye, who upset Willow in the first round. And then the championship game has the red hot Mansfield Lions, the fifth seed, taking on third seeded Billings. Just a really good tournament with a lot of parity. Any of these teams could beat each other on any given night, and unfortunately for the two teams that we're covering today, they've both had losses in the first two rounds. Willow looking to get out of Sparta with a victory this afternoon, leading by 9 as we're back to action. Galena will have the ball. Stevens has it on the right side. Frigga falls down. Stevens gets loose, misses the lay-in, gets his own rebound on the baseline, goes up with it, puts it up and in. Jack Stevens with multiple opportunities there, gets the bucket, and makes it a 7-point game. Colby into the front court, takes the screen, gives it to Brady in the corner. Brady behind his back, floater in the paint, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, John Bailey. It's the Bailey factor for Galena. He's tied up in the paint, and Brody Thompson picks it up. Ahead to Brady James, layup is good. They should have whistled Galena for slapping the backboard on that one, but regardless, Willow comes away with the basket and a 9-point lead. Foster gets loose, falls down. That should have been a travel, no whistle. Picked up by Harris, lobs it into no man's land, and Colby James picks it up. Colby wants to run to the block, to the basket. Scoop shot falls in. And Colby adds two more. Here's a three by Harris. No good. Stevens, though, with the rebound. Out to Foster. Pullback three is off the mark and out of bounds. Go back to Willow. Galena's shooting reminds me of Willow's shooting efforts against Blue Eye. Just nothing going down for Galena here in the first half and change. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Picked up by Jones. He'll hand it to Lee. Lee gives it to Brady James. Right side three. Just missed it. A rebound for Galena. Jones brings it across midcourt. Motions Bailey. Picks up the dribble. Needs a little help. Foster comes and just hands it right back to him at the logo. Bailey back to Foster. Over to Jones, right side. Jones, pull-up jumper. No good. Bears with the rebound. Lee on the left side. Gets to the block. Scoop shot is blocked out of bounds by Stevens. It will stay with Willow. 5:42 to go third quarter. Willow leading by 11. It's their biggest lead of the day. Lee will trigger the inbound. Caden checks on Brady James, and he'll throw it off of Bailey out of bounds. And Willow will try it again. Lee to Colby James. Pull-up jumper. No, but he's fouled. And Colby will head to the line for a couple of free throws here. 5:40 left to go, third quarter. A few more fans starting to filter into Sparta this afternoon. It was a sparse crowd to start the game, but filling up nicely, and I'm sure it'll be packed for the championship game tonight. Free throw is good. 1,997 points in the career of Colby James. Second free throw is good. Make it 1,998. 44-31, Willow by 13. Where was this offense all week? Bailey lobs it to Stevens on the block. Back to Bailey in front of the Galena bench. His pass tipped, stolen by Friga. Lee picks it up. He'll hand it to Colby. Colby across the timeline. Colby, big jump stop in the paint. Jumper good. There it is. 2,000 points for Colby James. And he's quickly back on defense. Now has his dad in sight as the all-time leading scorer in Bear basketball history. Harris blocked from behind by Colby. And he'll go to the line to shoot some free throws with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Willow leading by 15. And the PA announcer gives Colby some love with the announcement of his 2,000th point. Harris makes his first free throw. Second one is good as well. 46-33. 13-point lead for Willow. A little pressure now by Galena as the Bears cross the timeline. Colby to the block, to the basket, high off the glass, counted and won. 2,000 was nice, but 2,001 and 2 there looked even better. That was classic. Colby going into traffic, high off the glass, got it to fall, and a chance for a three-point play. And he may go for the big record today. Free throw is good. Bears go up by 16, nearing the halfway point of the third quarter. Stevens in the paint, working on Friga. Spins, right block, off the glass, and in. Good basket by Stevens. It'll be a timeout by Coach Brakeville and Galena. 4:36 to go, third quarter. Willow leading Galena 49-35. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Sparta, Willow with a 49-35 lead. About halfway through the third quarter, the Bears, who have struggled for offense for the last couple of weeks, have found it today. Colby's found a lot of it. Colby James with 30 points today. He went over 2,000. He's 12 points away from tying his father for the all-time leading scorer in Bear basketball history. Of course, on the girls' side, Chloe Jones has already done that. A few weeks ago, she became the all-time leading scorer on the girls' side, breaking Sabrina Lee's record. So a good year for Willow Springs basketball as far as scoring goes. Willow needed it today. Here's Colby, volleyball line three. Got it. He is feeling it. And the Bears continue their assault on Galena. 52-35 is the Willow lead. Galena to the block to the basket, blocked by James Dean. Big smooth with the swat. Here goes Caden Lee. Pull-up jumper, good. Rattles in, and Willow goes up by 19 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. This is a seventh-place game, but this Galena team, 12-6 on the year, came in 12-4. They were the four seed and got talent all over the floor. Willow handling them today. Stevens in the paint, gets fouled by Dean on the floor, they say. And Galena will take it out of bounds on the baseline. McGinnis checks in, and Thompson will come out. Rich Forrest has been a little more active using his bench today, getting people in and out, more of a rotation. I think that's helped as well. Galena lobs it into the backcourt to John Bailey. JB across midcourt. Looks over at his coach. And the Galena Bears have a lot of work to do. They get it inside Stevens. Nice shot up and in over James Dean. And Galena's back on the board. Colby James across the timeline. He'll feed Brady in the corner for three. Got it. 20-point lead for Willow with 3:10 left to go. Galena checks inside. Foster takes off, gives it up. Backpedals towards the sideline and resets for the Galena Bears. There's Harris, hanger in the paint. Nobody's fouled. And Harris will go to the line. 2:54 to go in the third quarter. Willow leading by 20. Colby James went over 2,000 points. The Bears look like a different team this afternoon. Free throw is no good. Rims out. He'll have another. First of four today in Sparta. Gainesville and Ava coming up next. Second free throw is good. Willow with the rebound. And Colby and Caden Lee will play catch across midcourt. Dean handles the pass at the baseline, hands it off to Brady James. Pull-up jumper left side is no good. Rebound tip. Dean has it, put it up and in. James Dean with the offensive putback. Willow goes up by 21. Bailey across midcourt. Gives it to Harris. Galena works it around the arc. Willow in a 3-2 zone that's been very effective today. They have really shut down Galena's offense. Here comes a three by Jones. No good, but the follow is up and in by Stevens. Stevens has 16 for Galena. Pull-up three by Colby. Good. He's now 6 points away from tying the all-time leading scoring mark for Willow. In the paint, James Dean with the strip. Gives it to Colby. Colby is fouled on the floor in the paint. Willow will take it out of bounds, leading 62-40 with a minute 53 to go in the third quarter. We thought Colby might hit the record on Tuesday, but he may just go ahead and do it here in Sparta. Here comes a three in the corner. No good. That one was partially blocked. Stevens comes away with it. Quickly ahead. Foster wants a three left side. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Galena. 62-40, Willow. Harris will trigger the inbound. Looks over his options. He'll lob it into the backcourt for Bailey at the logo. Harris working around the horn. Foster up top. Harris to the free throw line to the block. Put it up. Count it and one. Late whistle will send Harris to the line with a chance for a three-point play. James Dean picks up his second. The fourth team foul on Willow. But Galena will shoot from here on out.
Galena number 14,
Harris' free throw was good. 62-43 is the Willow lead. A minute 20 left to go in the third quarter. Colby James with 36 points today. But he's had help as well. It's been a strong team effort this afternoon by the Willow Bears. Colby to Lee on the right side. Back to Colby at the volleyball line. He'll take off. Gets the left block, draws the foul. I'm going to say on the floor. And Willow will inbound on the baseline with under a minute to play in the third. Lee will inbound. Willow leading by 19. Colby at the logo. McGinnis in the corner as Willow will wind the clock here. We'll see if they want to take a full minute off and try to play for the last shot of what has been a very good third quarter, led by 9 at the half. Colby on the left side draws the defense. They knock it away off of James, and it will go to Galena. No, they're going to say a timeout. Willow got a timeout with 35 seconds to go in the third. Leading 62-43. We'll take a quick 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Sparta, Willow has had a much, much better time coming to Sparta this afternoon than they had on Wednesday and last night, losing to Blue Eye and Ava in tight ball games. This one has been controlled by the Willow Bears ever since about midway through the second quarter. At a 9-point lead at halftime, they lead by 19 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. They'll play for the final shot of the frame here. Brady James holds it on the left wing. Lob pass is taken away, though, by Galena. Left block shot up and in. The Blue Bears get a quick basket. Willow, with Caden Adams in there, will try to answer. Brady James, open three, left side. Got it at the buzzer. Willow will go to the fourth quarter, leading Galena 65-45. 20-point lead for Willow. We'll be back for the fourth quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Sparta, one more quarter from the Sparta Invitational. Willow leading Galena 65-45. Big lead as we start the fourth quarter. Colby James with the ball. He is 5 points away from tying the all-time scoring record of his father, 6 points away from breaking it. Colby on the right side, open three, missed it. Rebound to Galena. Jones comes away with the rebound. Dribbles to the right side, dishes back, and gets it right back. Jones will go to work. He has had a frustrating afternoon. Normally one of the biggest scoring threats in the area has been shut down by Willow, and now Grady Frigga tips the passing lane, and Willow comes away with the steal. Frigga right block, layup is good. Assist from Colby James. Frigga with the finish. Bears go up by 22. Jones lobs it into Stevens. Stevens over Frigga. No, but he's fouled. And Stevens will go to the free throw line with 7:07 to play. Try to get a score update from the Lady Bears championship game in Seymour this afternoon. They trailed Chadwick by 10 at halftime. Stevens' free throw is good. So we're hoping for a rally from the Lady Bears in the second half. Second free throw by Stevens is good. Back to a 20-point game with 7 minutes to play. Colby James across midcourt to the free throw line. Hanger rims out. Frigga with the rebound. Put it up. Missed it. But fouled. And Frigga will go shoot free throws for Willow. Stevens whistled for the foul. His second personal. Stevens has been the leading scorer for Galena with 18. Free throw by Frigga rattles in. Colby James with a big afternoon for the Bears with 36 points, and he's five away from tying his dad for the school record in points. So stick around for that. As far as the game goes, as Fragan makes another free throw, it's a 22-point lead for Willow. Galena to the basket, no good. Colby with the rebound, ahead to Thompson, layup is good. And Willow goes up by 24. 6.5 minutes left to play. Harris got away with the travel, gives it to Jones on the left side. Big jump stop in the paint, hanger, count it, and one. Jones with just his third basket of the day. He's got 6 points, chance to make it seven. Colby picks up his third personal. First team foul, or second team foul, rather, on Willow. Jones' free throw is good. 71-50 is the Willow lead. 6.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Colby across midcourt. Lob it back to Lee. Lee to Colby. Pull up jumper. Good.
Colby
needs three now to tie the record. Then he can focus all of his efforts on beating Liberty on Tuesday. Galena. Harris gets loose in the paint. Frigga grabs on, and he'll send Harris to the free throw line.
Foul on number 14, Grady Frigga.
It's the third team foul on Will, a third personal on Frigga, who got the start today for the Bears. Free throw is no good off the front of the rim. James Dean checks in. The James brothers, Thompson, Dean, and Lee, five on the floor. Free throw is no good. Missed them both. Dean with the rebound. Clears it ahead to Colby. Colby up top working on Jones. He'll hand it to Lee. Lee to Brady James. Brady drives in the paint, runner off the glass and in. Nice move by the junior. Willow by 25. Foster into the front court, crosses it over. In the paint, nice pass to Stevens, who lays it up and in. Timeout, Galena. 5:30 left to play. It's all Willow. They lead the Blue Bears 75-52. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Sparta, Willow leading the Galena Bears 75-52, looking like they could stop their four-game losing streak today and pick up their 12th win of the year. Both these teams came in on four-game losing streaks. Galena 12-6 on the year. They came into this tournament 12-4. But both these teams have kind of hit a tough point in their season. And if you're looking big picture for Willow and kind of silver lining, they were going to go through a slump. This is kind of where you want it to be. You want to win all your games, but you've got conference and district games coming up starting next week, and you want to be playing well for those. The Bears look like a much different team today than they have for the past few games. Willow's got the ball after the Galena timeout. Just over 5 minutes left to play. Caden Lee takes off, gets to the free throw line, and travels. Just stumbled a little bit, turns it over, and Galena will take it back. This Galena team led Gainesville by 22 in the second half. Yesterday, Gainesville came back and sent that game to overtime and then beat them. So I don't want to take anything for granted, but the Bears with a big 23-point lead here with 5 minutes to play. John Bailey for three won't go down, and Willow comes up with the rebound. Colby to the left side. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound Jones. Jones through traffic to the block, to the basket, blocked by Lee and fouled. And Jones will go to the line shooting two. Willow's done a great job on Jones today. Cody Jones, he's got over 2,000 points in his career and one of the best scoring guards in the area. Free throw is good. Thompson comes in. Dean checks out. 75-53, the Willow lead. Jones' second free throw is good. 75-54. Full court press by Galena. They haven't given up. Bears the backcourt. Colby across the timeline. Now the Bears will set up the offense. Colby goes to work. Big jumps up in the paint. Floater rims out. And Jones is there for the rebound. And lots of contact. No whistle. Coach Forrest did not care for that. Here comes a three by Galena. No good. Foster gets his own rebound. But no, he's out of bounds. Right on the baseline. So it'll go back to Willow with 4:20 to play. And Coach Forrest will take this opportunity to talk to the official a little bit about the lack of a whistle on that last offensive possession. Willow gets it across midcourt. Brady James to Colby on the left side. Colby, pull up, jumper good. He is 1 point behind his dad for the all-time scoring record. 4 minutes to break it. Turnaround jumper by Harris is offline. Rebound fought for in the corner. It's going to be off Galena. And Willow will have it with 3:53 to play. Colby James chasing down some history this afternoon. We thought it would be Tuesday, but he's had 40 points this afternoon. Brady James in the paint. Little brother puts it up. It rims out. Tough break there. Jones with the rebound. Jones to the free throw line. To the paint. Runner goes in. Wild shot that somehow went down. 77-56. Is the Willow lead with 3.5 minutes to play. Colby in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Go ahead and break it now and then focus on Liberty on Tuesday. Brady James, three-pointer, got it. Brady James, and Willow's got 80 points this afternoon. Amazing what happens when shots start falling. Foster on the other end loses it. Colby's going to go to the basket and have the all-time scoring record in Willow Springs basketball history. The senior with the steal and the open layup, and Colby becomes the all-time leading scorer in Willow Springs Bear history. That's quite a moment. He gets a standing ovation from the crowd here in Sparta. Special moment for Colby breaking his dad's record, who's sitting right behind me. But if anybody's going to break your record, you want it to be your kid. Special moment there as Colby has the record on the other end. Galena with John Bailey. Shot up no good. McGinnis gets the steal. Ball is loose. Has it stolen right back. Foster puts it off the glass and in. With 2:40 left to play, Willow leading 82-58. Colby James with 42 points, still out there playing for the Bears. Brady at the logo. Big jump stop in the paint, puts it up, rims in. And now a timeout for Coach Forrest and the Bears. 2:26 to play. We've seen some history today, and Willow is about to break a losing streak. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Sparta, the Willow Bears came to play today. It was a disappointing seventh-place game for Willow, but they rose to the occasion, and they have taken care of Galena today. Long three here by the Galena Bears. No good. Caden Adams with the rebound. Colby is out, but what a day for Colby James. 42 points, and he is the new all-time scoring leader for the Bears. Thompson shot in the paint. No good. Gets his own rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Galena. It'll stay with Willow. 2 minutes left to play. Just an outstanding effort by Willow today. And if this would have been the shooting percentage and the effort all week, Willow would be playing for a championship right now. This is no slouch they've beaten today. This Galena team is a really good basketball team. But Willow has dominated. Here's Brady James, long three, banked it in. Willow's got 87 points today and lead big. May turn the turbo clock on. 90 seconds to play. John Bailey of Galena. Beautiful downtown Galena's John Bailey. Puts it up, no good. Rebound tipped, puts it up, no good. And a foul coming against Willow will send Galena to the free throw line, and some JVers getting ready to come in for the Maroon Bears. First free throw rims out. 22 points for Brady James today, not to be completely overshadowed by his big brother there, Caden Lee with 11, but Colby with 42, and now 2015 for his career. Free throw is good, rattles in. 87-59, your score, minute 20 to play. Hunsucker has it tipped out of bounds on the sideline, and it will stay with Willow. Galena will bring it back the other direction. Bailey takes off right side to the right block, draws the foul. I'm going to say it was on the floor, but it won't matter. Galena shooting for the last minute nine here. We'll talk to Coach Forrest after the game. Give you some limited post-game steps. As Bailey takes his time, free throw is no good off the front of the rim. Tuesday night, Willow and the Liberty Eagles at Mumford Gym in what will be a big week next week for Willow as far as the SCA goes. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped again. Galena's got it, put it up and in. Foster with the putback. 87-61 is the Willow lead. Coming up next, the consolation game between Ava and Gainesville, a father-son coaching matchup. In that one, Morris Jenkins coaching for Gainesville, his son Riley for Ava. His bodies fly on the other end of the floor. And a foul going to be called. They're just going to call a jump. Galena will have it with 48 seconds to play. The Bears will pick up their 12th win of the season. Galena puts it up in the paint. Count it. Makes it 87-63. Willow Bears on the other end, 30 seconds. Caden Adams looks at the clock. Forrester inside to Hopper, puts it up and in. Eli Hopper with the basket. 89-63, 20 seconds to go. Galena. Take one last shot here. They get it down low. Put it up on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound. Fought for. Galena's got it. A jump ball. Yes. Possession arrow will go to Willow with 10 seconds left to play. And again, after the game, we'll try to get an update on the Lady Bears as they have taken the lead 32-30 with 5.5 minutes to play. So the Lady Bears with a slim lead playing for the championship today. In Seymour, Willow here will dribble it out and win it. 89-63 is your final. Bears get a much, much needed win over the Galena Bears. We'll come back, talk to Coach Forrest, and wrap things up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Sparta, joined by Coach Forrest after the Bears dominate Galena today, 89-63, and had some history today with Colby James becoming the all-time leading scorer in Willow Springs Bear basketball history. So, Coach, a lot to talk about. First, let's talk about your team and the fact that, you know, four-game losing streak, just a really tough couple of games in this tournament. But today looked like the Bears that we kind of gotten used to calling for most of the year.
Yeah, you know, I've been in about a – it's been the longest snow break of my life, deep depression of not winning. And, you know, really, you look at the last four games that we lost, and I think me and you talked about it a little bit. I mean, every single game, we were a break away from winning, and things just weren't going our way. You know, last night, we should have won, and it just didn't happen. And so, you know, it challenged the guys as much as I challenged them today and just said, you know, we weren't playing together. We were, and, you know, when things are going well, it's easy to be good teammates. And things weren't going well, and we weren't being great teammates, and you know, it was like, hey, we're deep in a hole and it's tough to get out. I mean, it's not easy. Winning's not easy. And, you know, I'll be honest, it may not show it in the score, but Galena, I thought they're the most talented team here. You know, they can beat anybody. And it was all about who wanted to show up and play in this game today. And but hey, they played team ball today. Everybody moved. We moved the basketball. We shut down their kid inside tough, and we slowed him down with Grady. And James did a good job. Kaden hit a bunch of shots today. Brady hit a bunch of shots, yeah. And Colby did what your best player is supposed to do. He came in when we are, you know, when we're sliding and struggling, and he said, boys, hop on, we're gonna go, and then they responded, and they, you know, when he's on fire, and then they get everybody else a little confident, everybody else gets a lot more open.
Yeah.
And so I'm proud of the guys today, and what an accomplishment by him of doing that, being the boys' all-time leading scorer now. And we kind of came into the tournament like, hey, he'll probably break it against Mountain View or Thayer. I never dreamed he would get it done here, but, you know, tickled, and that's a record by his dad, so I know that's special to him, and he's put the work in his whole career since he's little. Obviously, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, 3 days ago I asked him, do you know where you're at? And he said, I have no idea.
Yeah, and I'm sure that was truthful.
And it was, and he doesn't. You know, he just said, somebody was interviewing me the other day about it, and he said, listen, he goes, yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to break it because it's my dad's, it's me. He goes, but I just want to win.
Yeah.
And I think that that's truthful. That's really truthful on his part. So proud of him. And that's good to have that momentum going into next week. You know, we've got Mountain View at home and Thayer at home, and that's two district games, two conference games. So that's what really needs to get, we need to get those taken care of, and we need to build off what happened today and carry that into Tuesday.
Big step in the right direction for the Bears, and I think you need to take Colby's milk jug and put it in the trophy case. Great job by the Bears today getting a big win, and hopefully it's the start of an upswing now with Big SDA.
Definitely got to help.
Yeah.
Definitely got to help.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dustin.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Coach Forth, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, feeling better today than he felt late last night as Willow struggled in the Sparta tournament, but, man, they finished with a bang, beating Galena today. 89-63 was your final. Bears improved to 12-8 on the season. As we've mentioned over and over today, two huge games, conference and district games next week against Liberty on Tuesday and then Thayer on Friday, so we'll want some big crowds for those two games. And, again, congratulations. So Colby James, obviously he led all scorers today with 42. Little brother Brady had a pretty good game, too, with 22. Caden Lee had 11. But Colby now with 2,015 points in his Willow Springs Bears career, and he is the all-time leading scorer in Willow Springs Bear basketball history. What a year for all-time leading scorers, right? Because on the girls' side, Chloe Jones broke it a few weeks ago, and Chloe and the Lady Bears lead Chadwick 38-32 with 49 seconds left. So the Lady Bears looking like they may hoist a big trophy today at Seymour. So good luck to Coach Cox and Lady Bears. Hopefully they can finish that one off in Seymour, but a good day for Willow Springs Bear basketball. Thanks to James back at the studio, and for Larry Spence, who is on assignment, for Megan and Katie, who are back at home, I'm Marty Spence. And good afternoon from Sparta.